Hello again. This is Politics Inside Out from Marketplace, week two, this time from the Democratic National Convention in Philadelphia. I'm Andrea Seabrook. With me is Marketplace's Kimberly Adams. Hello.
Hi, Andrea.
Here are some of the voices you're going to hear today.
Like Cleveland, Philadelphia has spots that people need to know about because there are challenges.
It's duct tape around duct tape around duct tape.
He says, spend a little time on the mountain, spend a little time on the hill.
Kimberly, we are going to explore once again this thesis we have that the poles of modern politics are no longer left and right, but insiders and outsiders, and not just in politics, but in our economy as well.
Yeah, I was actually out in Philadelphia today, and I talked to a lot of people who feel like they don't really have much of a connection with what's happening in the convention that's happening in their city, and they do feel like outsiders and actually quite a bit resentful of the insiders.
Yeah, I found people who really felt that way too, Kimberly, but first I want to hear from your people. Tell me who you spoke with in Philly so far.
I've spoken with lots of people, but one of the really interesting places that I visited was Norris Park in the 7th District of Philadelphia. I know it's the 7th District because I spoke to the councilwoman there. But as she was on stage speaking to her constituents about Puerto Rico and Puerto Rican rights, because it's a really predominantly Latino community, I actually caught up with this young man who was sitting with his friends. His name is Anthony Lagos. He's 20 years old, and he's looking for a job. He's really struggling, and he feels like it's because he's being discriminated against because he's part of the LGBTQ community.
Are you going to vote, do you think?
I would definitely want to, but seeing the way things are, like I haven't been able to see any sort of politician who isn't going to be willing to lie to me to my face, you know? So.
Well, I mean, Donald Trump was up there just the other day saying that he supports protecting you. What do you think of that?
Right. Okay. Donald Trump has known to be pulling anything out of a hat just to, like, please whoever, you know?
And what about Hillary Clinton?
I feel like Hillary Clinton, they're pretty much in the same boat, but she has her differences. Like, she'll say things to just so it could benefit her at the moment. And in the long run, most of the time, she doesn't follow through with what she says.
So I got to take it back to the economy.
Yeah.
You're looking for a job.
Yeah.
The economy's in the situation it's in. What do you...
Broken.
What?
Definitely broken. Broken economy. But honestly, it's duct tape around duct tape around duct tape.
That's a really crazy analogy.
Yeah, honestly, as crazy as it sounds, but like people just duct tape because they're lazy to actually fix the darn problem. You know, like it's not even working. They're pushing the problem aside, trying to put little itty bitty band-aids on it. You know, to hold everything together. You know, that's pretty much how it is.
He is saying what we've heard people who think of themselves as outsiders say. Last week in Cleveland, we're finding a similar idea here. I'm interested to know, though, you said this was at an event with the local councilwoman here in Philadelphia. What's her name and what did she have to say?
Yes, her name is Maria Quiñones Sanchez, and she's been a councilwoman in the 7th District for quite a while now. And when I came up to the scene, it was like a big party. There was salsa music playing, people were dancing, kids were playing, and it was pretty noisy. So I actually got her to sit, you know, behind a little concrete wall on some stairs with me to chat with me about the economy, about the DNC being in town. She's actually a delegate to the convention and has been before. And even though she is very excited about the convention being in town, she doesn't necessarily know that it connects with her constituents.
What does what's going on inside of that convention center have to do with what's happening out here? Because, I mean, do your constituents feel any part of what's happening in there?
They don't, you know, and that's one of our challenges, you know, like Cleveland, Philadelphia has spots that people need to know about because there are challenges.
And there are challenges throughout several communities in Philadelphia, and a lot of those she's really hoping will come up in the convention while it's in Philadelphia. That was something that I also heard when I went to go visit Project Home, which is this really interesting organization in a different part of the city that works to end homelessness and to really connect with some of the people who are left out of the economy. And this group was one of several groups in the city that got grants from the city to increase their outreach to homeless residents of Philadelphia in order to get them off the streets in the extreme heat as well as while people were in town for the convention. And so I went to see them, and I was greeted by the most friendly person I think I met all day.
Ms. Adams, nice to meet you. Welcome to Project Home.
Thank you.
Where nobody's home till all of us are home.
Who's this, Kimberly?
This is John Bowie, who actually used to be homeless and worked through the program at Project Home and now is no longer homeless and is working there. He's obviously greeting people, answering phones, processing paperwork, and I asked him what he thought of the convention being in town.
Part of the American process. I think it's broken. I think the process is broken. I mean, all you gotta do is just take a look at the confusion around the Democratic leadership. I love Hillary Clinton. I support Hillary Clinton. But I think the reality, I think people don't understand the realities of what it takes to run this country.
That's an interesting thought.
Yeah, and as I talked to him more about it, I could really see him getting frustrated. He was frustrated not only with the national leadership of this country, but with the local leadership. He was talking about the consistent poverty in certain neighborhoods in Philadelphia that he really felt was racially based. And that frustration, I think, is what we're seeing a lot of in this campaign, especially about people's personal economic situations. In our marketplace poll and in every other poll about the economy, people are frustrated. They're feeling stuck. They're feeling like the system is rigged. And that came out quite a bit when I was talking to people in Philly today.
What are the people at Project Home doing with the convention in town?
I asked the co-founder of the group, its sister, Mary Scullion, and she was telling me that what they're doing is basically making their presence known outside of the convention because they're not part of the convention in terms of being delegates, but they're really, really hoping that perhaps by showing themselves and trying to make sure that the people coming for the convention know that they're there, then maybe their interest will get on the agenda.
We believe it's important for our voices to be heard during the Democratic convention. And since we're not inside, we're going to be having our voices heard outside.
Oh man, I love Sister Mary Scullion's accent. That is a classic Philly accent she has going on there. And fascinating people you spoke to. I went in a slightly different direction. I went to a jazz club. It's in downtown Philly. It's called Time. And on Sunday nights, they have a weekly jam. So this was last night before the first day of the convention. And I talked to a lot of people there, including this guy named Grayson Luckner. He's a Bernie guy, hardcore Bernie guy, also a hardcore deadhead to the point where Grayson Luckner, he started a whole t-shirt business around Bernie. Check this out.
Well, I started a Facebook page like way back, like 18 months ago, before anybody had even heard of Bernie Sanders, and it blew up. I sold like 200 shirts or something, and then like I got hired on the campaign, not to sell t-shirts, but to go door to door.
That's one way to get a job.
You should see the t-shirts. I don't know if you know anything about Grateful Dead t-shirts, but there's this thing called the Steal Your Face logo, which is the open skull with two sides coming together and a lightning bolt down the middle, which is supposed to sort of signify, you know, the Grateful Dead for people who love the Grateful Dead. His is a little different, though. Listen to him describe it.
It's a mind-expanding, mind-opening experience. And, you know, unless you're a deadhead, you won't understand. So instead of that logo, the lightning bolt on the inside representing the convergence of left brain and right brain, it's the Bernie logo, the Bernie 2016 logo, on the backdrop of the American flag with the lyrics from a song. It's called New Speedway Boogie. He says, spend a little time on the mountain, spend a little time on the hill. So the hill is supposed to be Capitol Hill.
That sounds like a lot on one shirt.
Yes, and to be fair, I laughed just as loud with him as I am with you now. So he is a great guy, and And he's a serious Bernie guy. In fact, it's sort of giving him some heartburn in a way to be here during the Democratic convention. The guy's from Maine. He did say, Kimberly, that since, you know, he trusts Bernie's judgment, and since Bernie's going for Hillary, he's going to go for Hillary now.
I've seen quite a few Bernie Sanders signs, like newish ones, out and about in Philadelphia, as well as people just walking around carrying them. You know, he did support Hillary Clinton in the nomination. He didn't actually ever officially end his campaign, did he?
No.
So, you know, I guess maybe people still have hope.
Anything could happen here in Philly. The last person I spoke to, a jazz musician, upright bass player, his name is Jonathan Michel, amazing musician during the jam session at Time, the bar. And, you know, he really launched right back into what we've been talking about now for a week, and we will continue to talk about, which is the insiders and outsiders sort of question in American politics. I mean, Jonathan Michel, this musician, said to me, like, he thinks he understands why people connect with Donald Trump.
I think that a lot of people are kind of responding to Donald Trump as an outsider. I do see that. Someone who has not been a politician since law school, like Hillary Clinton or, you know, even a Bernie Sanders, he's been a politician for a long time.
I just thought that was really astute. And Jonathan Michel says he doesn't really believe it, though. He doesn't really believe that any of these candidates, Kimberly, are outsiders.
It's hard to make the argument that any of them are outside of the political system in the way that some of the people we talk to today feel like they're outside the political system.
That's what Jonathan Michel said, especially about Donald Trump.
The true inside-outside is a financial thing and not necessarily a political thing. So if you think about it, his outsider politics stance, to me, is negated by his very much insider financial status.
There you have it, folks. Kimberly and I will be covering the Democratic convention here in Philadelphia. Our next episode will come to you tomorrow after night one of the Democratic convention. Bernie Sanders and Michelle Obama will be speaking. We'll also be getting lots of views from inside and outside the hall, so we will have lots more to talk about. All of our coverage is at marketplace.org/insideout. Please subscribe to the podcast on iTunes or Downcast or wherever you get your podcasts. Leave a rating or review and let us know what you think so far. And lastly, we want to hear from you. We want to take your questions into the hall at the Democratic Convention in Philadelphia. Call us. Leave us a message with your question, 213-621-3535. Don't forget to give us your name, hometown, and your question. You may end up on the air. I'm Andrea Seabrook, Marketplace's DC Bureau Chief.
And I'm Kimberly Adams, one of Marketplace's DC reporters.
And this is Politics Inside Out from Marketplace. Thanks for listening. Talk to you tomorrow. This is APM.